This is Channel One Over, and a visit of Mark with a little boy. One afternoon this week, Thanksgiving week, I forget when it was. This November 71, and then Miss Bessie comes in. Miss Bessie comes, this is up to 250, and then Miss Bessie.
Pull this chair up over here, Mark. Right there. That's a good one. And tell us what you've been doing this Thanksgiving Day.
Not much.
Not much?
Well, you say not much when you, I guess you do the same thing over and over and you, it doesn't stand out. I had a conversation with, the first conversation with Mrs. Davis, who I suppose from now on will be Dorothy. Dorothy is a, and I found what kind of a remarkable person she is in her interests, extraordinary range of interests, and much of her schooling apparently was a very independent sort, and she learned very early from her father how to read something very quickly and comprehend the essence of the thing read. And I think, as I got from her conversation, is that this, more than anything else, contributed to her ability to pick up astronomy, physics, religious studies. She's now reading Edgar Cayce, for example, quite a bit, particularly Edgar Cayce's writings about Jesus. And she comprehended this material so quickly that she was able to, she didn't take courses. She took some courses, but to simply take the examination and to request examination rather early before, the normal course time would allow. And I found it very extraordinary that a person could, for example, have taught the astronaut. Apparently she's said she had taught Gus Grissom and some of the other astronauts. And yet to have apparently still do some reading now, which occupies, the exclusive concern of a lot of scholars, and yet she has time for what she's doing, which seems time-consuming in itself.
Yeah.
Reading now. And I suppose that stood out more than anything today was...
you really had your first good talk with her.
I learned what sort of person she is, and I'm so happy that here's a person who is, apparently her body just given away rather quickly, and yet she doesn't have a negative or pessimistic view. She doesn't have a sour view about what life has been for her. It's a surprisingly optimistic
view. And she has a lot of vigor, doesn't she?
No, I have hope for the future, which
she might have. To me, I think she has 10, 15 good years left, where she'd be working on horses and things.
And she really knows horses, doesn't she?
Yes, she knows them pretty good. That used to be her father's farm, probably why, when they lived down in Miami. That's the way I understand it. I'm not sure about it.
Well, have you seen Mr. Chapman?
I haven't been there. I've just seen him briefly. Have you?
Yeah.
Why do you have all these TVs and speakers and things?
Well, we just sort of look at every once in a while. We don't look at them much. Different programs, different ones.
Why two TVs?
Well, one one NBC and one CBS. Now, what do you do mostly over there?
Anything anybody else does.
And you work after school?
Mm-hmm.
You live close by?
Mm-hmm. I live in Orange Lake.
I think Sammy is rather fortunate that he's going to be doing, he's so far in the horses that's what he eventually wants to do, is to be a jockey or to have some.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
What I really
want
to do.
Are you going to grow much more or not?
I
you
don't
might
know.
Wish to stay where you are.
You have to grow a little bit more, don't you?
Not really. Haven't grown 3 years.
Things looking good.
Oh, yeah. Some jockey. Did I let you ride over there?
Well, I've rode once, and they're going to start letting me in this colored guy. So apparently can't ride bareback, ride the barriers. But if they put a saddle on him, I'll ride him with that one. If not, I'll just ride bareback.
Well,
do you sort of teach people to ride and about horses?
Well, I used to a little bit, but not much. Right now, I haven't got much horses to teach anybody on to work on. I got Nuki. She did fine Sunday, but she's sort of stubborn.
Yeah.
And the horse is the best horse. I'm not riding her. I mean, the one to work on. I'm not riding her right now. Of course,
what's wrong with her?
Well, she just doesn't need to be
exercise.
Yeah, she doesn't need to exercise that much. She has a little cough. But Hubie was the one I always let anybody, well, she can ride, but anyone who
couldn't
ride, because he was so
gentle.
Yeah. You could get used to the saddle, and Mark rode him all the time. You have to ride Luke and him.
I'll have to come over here someday with him and ride.
Now, how was Hubie taken?
I don't know. He didn't tell me. I wasn't here. He just spared me that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
how long have you had Hubert?
We haven't had him too long. I was just looking at some pictures the other day of him. He was so sleek. And we've had him, and 3 years ago, we had him on some rye over here. And the vet told us that he could never get him to gain. Well, you couldn't see any bone, and he was just as round and thick and feisty. He really was.
You have some pictures when he was, as you say, sleep. So.
Yeah, there's.
I'm gonna look at those before I leave.
Yeah, there's one or two over there that's where he was. He's always. Had a long neck. I forget how long we've had him, probably 6 years. He was an old horse when we got him.
Yeah.
Do you know yet what you're going to do, when they're going to Hialeah or Miami? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh. Is Dorothy going?
To the not to the Hialeah, no.
Yeah.
They're taking horses to track tomorrow in Miami.
In Miami.
Mm-hmm. And I think in January. 1st of January, I think we'll go to Hialeah.
Oh, now when they take them to the track, what will they do?
Get them ready to run.
Oh, yeah. I see. Just
train them on a regular size track.
Train them on a track. Yeah, that's right.
That's mostly what they do. They keep them brushed and everything else.
Now, there's some of the jockeys will go down with them?
No, they've got people who can ride.
Down
like,
there.
There's a guy named Barry. And he's not a jockey or anything. He's just a regular man. Knows a lot about horses. He can ride. And a guy named Stu's going down there tomorrow with the horses.
Uh-huh. They're going to take a big string on
him? I think about five.
Oh, just a five, six.
Maybe four. I think it's five or six.
Dorothy's acquiring a horse by the name of Justin Proud. Have you heard of Just Bob? From Kentucky. A woman from Kentucky. Do you remember the name of the farm in Kentucky that Jess Proud is coming from, the stud?
No, but it's supposed to be a pretty popular stud.
Yeah.
Jess Proud?
Yeah.
Jess Proud.
And
probably Proud.
Apparently she really thinks that, she's really proud herself, you know, that this is, that her farm was picked out, for this stallion. you know, I feel good to see her, you know, having these things happen to her.
Sure. Well, a lot of those very famous stallions are owned by a number of people, you know. They have some interest.
Half and half.
Yeah, you know, three-fourths or something. Yeah, that's right. Several of them.
Sometimes get up to around 20, 30 people can own one horse.
Well, listen, I want to just take a look at a few pictures of Sandy. This horse is called Hubie. The full name of Justice is Hubert Humphrey.
Hubert H. Humphrey.
Hubert,
yes, yeah.
Hubert H. Humphrey.
Yes. Well, here's one. Is that him?
Oh, no, I can't believe that. Is that Hubert there?
This is Hubert. He was a hack horse, Sandy. You know, he's, see, I've got him. I've got a little Appaloosa. This was a walking horse I had.
Who's this?
Oh, that's Mrs. She's handsome. But you see, he's like...
Oh, crazy. That looks real. Real nice compared to what you see looking like by last year.
Yeah, you see, he's nice.
He's got a pretty long head.
Yeah.
I can run a little better with this short one.
Yeah, they run a little better with this one. So,
that's a mule, isn't it?
No, he looks like an angel with an ear stuck. She doesn't look like a mule there, does she?
They're not there, no.
We got one that's funny.
Isn't
that a funny thing? Here's Lucy.
A little cutting horse.
How big is the now? This one? Yeah. That's the same size.
That one's too big.
No, that's
Is it a pony?
No. She's horse size.
Just barely.
But you use thoroughbreds, you know.
They're
great big tall.
I was saying that she was sired by, Nippy was sired by the Just Blaze?
First Blaze.
No, Ajax.
What was the
This is the Morgan that got out there. She was bred to First Blaze over sometime.
Pretty horse.
Yeah.
Sounds very good.
Yeah.
Who's on?
A Knick. But you see, that was just a few years ago. And over there, you got Hubie all over the place. What was that?
That's good. He's here.
He's here, yeah. Well, you almost have to move off.
Would it be okay if you could show me some of the horses, or would you?
Yeah, I'll take you and show you
how. All right, you're there in this pasture over here.
Let me put my coat on.
Okay.
I want to see you.
Well, we're there.
Yeah.
Molly and Missy and Nupi all.
Three horses is really enough, you know. I'd be proud to have one.
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Hear what you got on your mind. Goodness me.
Where the boss?
Where's the boss? Oh, he's around. he's doing all right. He's behaving himself a little bit.
Oh, is it?
Well, not much, Bessie. You know how that is.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't do much. You know we've talked about this.
I come up here to see where you go into the market.
Well, let me see what market would you be interested in going to.
Down to the meat market.
Oh, to the meat market. Bessie, Saturday is a terrible day to go to the meat market. They line up 10, 12, 15 deep.
I know, but later than this, it'd be scattered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you want?
Well, I just want to get some kind of meat and a few little other things.
Oh, you'd like to go too?
Yeah.
I see. Well, we might work up some sort of deal.
I thought maybe you were going. I didn't know.
I try to go on Friday or a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
Because Saturdays, I don't like to go in there and just stand around and wait. Now, sometimes when you hit it, about 2 or 2:30, sometimes you can get in there where you don't have to wait too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, if I find out that I can go, I'll stop by for you.
Okay.
Yeah. A little lonesome down there without Miss Daisy?
Huh?
Lonesome down there without Miss Daisy?
Yes, it is.
What happened to Miss Daisy?
No, it ain't Miss Daisy.
I say, what happened to Miss Daisy?
Oh, she went to her sister's.
Oh, you mean way down the country?
Yeah.
Oh, gee whiz. You mean just took off and left?
Well, Doris carried her down there Wednesday. And so she's going after tomorrow.
Oh, she's going after him?
Tomorrow.
Nice sit down. I just been batting around all morning. Haven't done a thing, Miss Bessie.
I knew it.
Just batting around. You know that old saying, a chicken with like a chicken with his head off.
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
That's right.
Yes.
But you don't ever do that.
What?
Just bat around, don't get anything done.
No, I try to do what I got to do to get through.
Yeah.
With it. I washed a little bit yesterday. And they wasn't dry, so I left mine all night. So I take them in and I go back over to the house. Try to press some of them.
I think I heard Miss Daisy say she left hers out overnight sometimes.
Yeah, she leaves them out. The dew helps them. The dew helps them make them bleach them.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Does it bleach the, is it better for the white things, or does it?
For the white things.
Yeah, that's a nice spot.
Well, I find that do they get too wet? Are they hard to dry if they stay out?
No, I just when they just don't be dry enough to bring in. Actually, they don't bring them in because they don't be dry enough. Just leave them out all night and so. And that dew falls on them, that bleach them.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds funny, but it but it does.
Miss Martha Harris, who does the sewing? Do you know her?
I know of her. Well, I've been to her house. You haven't been down yet?
Yes. She's
an invalid.
Yeah. Well, Guy and I went in there the other day. She seems to do a lot of things.
Yeah, she can. She works. She don't sit down because she's an invalid. She don't sit there and hold her hands because she's working all the time.
She told me she'd vacuumed her house. She sews.
Yeah, she sews. She sews lovely.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, she does.
Good. Well, how'd she get to do that, Mr. Bessie?
I don't know, but she... I guess she can do it before she got crippled, you know. And she never stopped. Does a daughter there?
No. She got a daughter?
Oh, yeah. She got a daughter. Stays there with her.
Stays there with her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she works. She works like mad. She works all the time.
Yeah.
You know, some people just call it crippled and can't do nothing. They don't do nothing. Just sit there and hold a hand and like that. But she don't. You know what I mean? She don't. She's doing something all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yes, she's so lovely. She sold for... Lloyd's wife and her family. She sold all the time. They cool on it. And she sold some for Bessie not long ago.
What does Bessie get her to do?
Make a dress.
Oh. She gets the goods.
Oh, yeah. She takes it to her.
And the pattern?
I reckon. I don't know about the pattern, but she goes there for to make a dress. I know she sold lots of everyday dresses for business, so
mm-hmm.
to work in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she make, I've seen some dresses she made for Head Lee then. She made them lovely.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would spoil you, wouldn't it?
Spoil what?
I say that'd spoil you.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. Wouldn't have to buy these old store dresses that ain't in the county anyhow. And just cost a lot, ain't any good.
I don't care much for them because they're too narrow.
Yeah.
They make them too narrow.
They're not full enough.
Yeah.
Ain't anything full enough.
No.
Shirts never full.
Mm-mm. Skimpy.
Skimpy.
Yeah, they make dresses too tight for me. I don't like them. I don't like no tight dress on me.
And you don't have to wear them if you don't want to.
No. So I don't buy them.
Well, isn't that a nice thing for her to do? A good thing, because she can do it.
Yes, it is. That's nice for her. She don't sit down. Just sit there because she, well, inwardly, she's always doing something.
Now, you say she has a daughter who lives with her?
Yes, she has a daughter. Stay there with her.
That all her family, just one daughter?
But I don't know. I just don't see one daughter. I don't know if she got any other relatives or not. But I know this daughter stays with her because she was going to school, learning something. I don't know what she's learning, but she's going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And she went every day. But she done finished now, she was going after. And she stayed right there with her mother.
Somebody said she had a daughter that lived across the street from her.
Well, maybe she has. But I know this daughter stays with her. One daughter stays with her.
And she's a school teacher.
Yeah.
And her husband has been janitor down there at the Reddick School.
Mm-hmm.
Since the year one.
Yeah.
That's what I heard somebody say.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know much about them. You see, I've only been there and know she sews and works, you know.
Oh, you went down there with Bessie?
No, I went there for Bessie ever knowed her.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. I went down there with her. Somebody, I don't know who I went down there with. But anyway, I've been done so busy, I knew anything about it.
Well, now, you told me to ask Nettie.
Mm-hmm.
And Nettie's the one who told me about her.
Yeah. I know Nettie, no.
Yeah.
She's right there at the headquarters, isn't she?
Yeah.
Everything comes through there, don't
That's
it?
That's right. Yeah, because everybody goes there to get cleaning, and so I didn't get to tell everything to know.
Sure. Well, you know, Miss Betty, that's one nice thing about being in business, you see.
That's right.
Is it sort of keeps in touch.
That's right.
And Nettie just acts like, and Nettie's just always busy too, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, the people keep her busy. She can't sit there and do nothing with it. Just keeps her busy all the time. She's altering things like a pants and coat and cutting off dresses. I said, still cutting the dresses off? She said, yeah, because we're cutting them off, still shorter.
Miss Bessie, you were sort of the headquarters yourself down there for a long time. Now you take when Miss Liza come up there, and Miss Daisy over there, and
Darn.
And you see, they was all there, and Bessie come up, and all sorts of people come by there, and you was out on the front porch, and Mr. Gill come by, and Adam, and all sorts of people. That is right, see.
Yes. Adam was going now. He passed on.
Well, he had some pretty good times over there.
Oh, yeah.
I think, but you still, you see right there, you see, and the boys was growing up then, and it's sort of thinned out down there now, hasn't it?
Yeah, same many there.
And them that's sad don't stay at home.
No. They're gone. Most all of them gone.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel there.
Well, he goes to work, and sometimes he go at night, and sometimes he go early in the morning.
But you know, Samuel's no company. He never says anything.
Oh, no. David gone. He's up to his sister's.
David used to talk.
Yeah, he'll talk, but Samuel don't have nothing to say.
Yeah.
So he goes up there and ready to say, they give him a mighty good name up there at the store.
Yeah, he behaves.
Mm-hmm. Don't have nothing to say and just work, keep the shares full of things and work all day. Sometimes he goes up there full day in the morning. He goes a full day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes up there. His time. You see, shifts 1 week in the day and 1 week early in the morning.
Yeah.
So he wins something up there. I don't know. Wins some kind of. What kind of prize up
there? Did he tell you about it?
No, Dar showed it to me.
Yeah. He wouldn't tell you about it.
Mm-mm.
He got that. What did he get that old noisemaker for?
That old motorcycle?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't know where it's there enough. I don't see it.
Well, he can put a muffler on that. It won't make so much noise.
The hood won't make noise.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they want it for.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, it's sure noisy.
Oh. You scare the old goose sometimes.
No.
Yeah, he do. He gets scared of it.
Well, that shows he's got good sense.
He saw me come out the gate and he just hollered. He thought he wanted to go. When I go down to Doris and I take him down there with me. He says, I'm going down there.
Yeah.
He stay down there until I get ready to come away. He just fuss all the time he's there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so when I come out the gate, I thought he was around the house. He wouldn't see me. But he saw me when I come out and he just hollered. I have to keep him shut up because he gets in the road.
What does he do in the road?
Try to come over here. Trying to follow Mr. Miles.
You mean he got so he goes out in that road?
Yeah. He used to go to Miss Daisy's, but he done stopped going over there. He stopped when he get to the gate and look both ways. Then he'd come up and get in the road. And he'd chance a car when the car come along. He won't get out of the way. No, he want to fight it.
Oh, really?
So I know some car, somebody comes up crazy with him, come along there and knock him over.
Well, they just do it for spite.
Well,
they
sure. They do it just for fun to see him go. Yeah, he gets in the road and looks over here and holler. Every time you come out, he wants to go with you.
Yeah.
And when you come back in here, he tries his best to come out, to come over here.
Yeah. And if a car comes along, he'll fight it.
Yeah. If he's in the road and he wants to follow him.
Well, he won't last long, will he?
No, he wouldn't. I keep him shut up down in the yard so he can't get out.
Yeah. Well, I hate to hear that. No, things are thinning out down there, Miss Daisy. Miss Bessie?
Yeah,
sure. I don't ever see J.R. down there anymore.
He come once in a while. He goes somewhere else. I'm glad he do. I don't have to fool with him. He comes there and he laughs and goes on, you know. Count a lot of foolishness, you know. Talk a whole lot. And I don't know nothing he say. You can't understand him.
I can't.
No, you can't understand him. I can't understand him. Just some things I can understand what he say. He'd come and tell me about his brother going to Vietnam. I can understand that. And so, Bill, that's J.R.'s brother. And so he's going to Vietnam. I think he's here for about a week, 4 weeks before he go.
You saw him?
Yeah, I seen him this morning down the Doris. He stayed down there.
Oh.
He stayed in the store, you know. And since Clyde been up there, said he don't like Clyde. His daughter.
Yeah.
She tried to boss him and make him, you know, do things. So he won't stay up there.
And he stays down at...
He stays down at Darsh's. But he'll be going pretty soon.
Well, you know, I didn't even know J.R. had a brother.
Oh, he got a brother lived out of Bolton, where he stayed on.
Oh.
And he got one. Got one in New York. He got a sister in New York.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they all lived. Two of them. One died. One sister died. Yeah, he looked like he ain't got no people because of the way they treat him, you know. That's the reason I fool with him, just always fix some need for him, you know, like that. Because they don't count him. Because they ain't got good sense. They don't bother with him.
Yeah.
Well, J.R. got plenty of sense, but he's like fool, you know. Just act foolish. Because he got plenty of sense.
He got more sense than he acts like?
Yeah, he got more sense. You ask Fred down there. He just act foolish, that's all. Now, he'll do anything you ask him to do. I don't care what you ask him to do. That's one thing he'll do. He'll do anything for you. So that's what I'm afraid of keeping.
he works for Freddie about all the time.
Yeah, he works for Freddie. And he finds the groove down the boat. But he helps.
Oh, he helps on
he
that.
He has to find the groove in the wintertime.
He don't come up here much now.
No, he don't come here much now.
But has he got some place else to go, you think?
Well, all them people down at Boatman know him. He hang around down there somewhere.
But they won't feed him.
Oh no, he feed himself.
He can't cook.
What's that?
He can't cook.
He buy it uncooked. Buy something that they can eat at the store. Well, when he come up to the house, he always bring some link sausages and lima beans or something like that for him. But he can, you open it, don't take long to fix it. That's when he comes up there, when he do come. So Fred got after him by not coming up here. Because when he buys stuff, wherever he carries for somebody to fix, you know, they eat more than Jeff. And Jeff can eat a plenty.
Oh.
You see, and Fred always tell him to come up here, because he know I ain't gonna eat his food. And
he come
up here and I'll fix it for him and I don't eat it. Then I have always some left over and I give him something, you know, what's left.
Yeah.
Give him more than what he has.
Oh, yeah.
So Fred was after him last week about staying off like that, not coming up here.
Yeah. And he can eat a mule, can't he?
So, no, I don't eat his food what he brings, because I have plenty of food. I don't have to eat nothing J.R. brings.
Yeah. Well, some people are so close, Miss Bessie, they can't pass up a chance, can they?
No. But you see, the people in Boulder, I mean, they're not like... I don't know whether they have enough or not, but whatever he takes there, they'll eat half of it and give him what they want him to have, you see. But when he bring anything to the house, I always fix it, and anything he bring me, I fix it for him and give it to him, let him eat, and then I give him more than what he brings sometimes. Yeah. I give him some, because I have a lot of stuff left around there, because I don't eat much, and I only eat one meal a day. And you see, be plenty of stuff left there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can eat. Oh, he's an eater. Big eater.
Big eater. Yeah, I couldn't stand much of that, especially just a little of that.
What?
All?
Just even watching it. Yes, sir. Is Miss Daisy getting along all right?
Yeah, she getting along all right.
Well, now in the wintertime, I never see her. She's inside or in the back and all.
She'll be back tomorrow sometime.
Is she, what's she doing for a wash pot?
Her son brought her one. He brought her a pot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had two, and he brought her one of them.
Well, now, she can't just, you got a pot?
Yeah, but I don't use it.
You leave it out there?
I leave it out there. I let Ludie have it the other day. He killed the hogs.
Somebody will take it off.
Well, I don't use it no way. I don't use no pot.
Well, you better take it inside.
Oh, I don't bother. Just stay out there. Anybody wanted to take it. It was a big pot, great big pot. I don't think anybody wants that.
Well, they wanted Miss Daisy.
Yeah, but her, they're big as that. That pot I got there ain't a large pot, it's a small.
Well, you could put it in your shed out there.
Well, I can, but I don't bother. I told Ludie to keep it over there as long as he wanted. I didn't bother with it. But I never used it. I had two pots over there. I let Miss Boyd have one. I don't know what she want with it, but she got the small one.
Yeah.
She didn't want that big one. So she uses it. I don't know what she's going to do with it.
I was down there one day, and Miss Daisy was boiling some clothes in just an old wash tub.
A wash tub?
That wouldn't last long.
You know they have a tin boiler about that long in a store for washing, for boiling.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you can get one of those.
But that's to put on your stove.
You can put it on bricks outside.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, you can put them on bricks and make a fire. Of course, you make it over smutty. But other than that, you can, that's what you can do.
Well, it wouldn't last long.
No. It'd last a couple of years.
But that old iron pot would last forever.
Oh, yeah. So you don't have to worry about that, but somebody be done taking that and from over and showing over where it's going.
She gonna have to take it inside.
Well, she have to do something.
Isn't that awful?
Some of them boys took that pot around and sold some bootleg.
Well, they're taking them all around here and down at Reddick. Mr. John Palmer said they raided the people down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Take some bootleggers.
Bootleggers, that's all. Sell them some bootleggers, that's all.
Get some whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah, they take it and make the shine in it, and to fix it some way, sort of have a funnel or something, like a stream, so it'll, when it boils, it can run off, you see. Yeah, I don't know how to fix it, but to fix it some way.
Yeah, I don't know either. But they're nice parts, and I hate to see them go.
Yes, that's right. But people just take them, that's all you can. They sell them to you, bootleggers, that's all. Bootleggers now make it risky now. You know, in the wintertime, they going to make this stuff so they can sell it.
Yeah.
So Jay brought a little pot, about half the size you had.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So she got to sit out there in the yard.
Well, everybody leaving down here, and then they're stealing your pots.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be much left, will they?
Mm-mm. Let them go. They be caught up with the...
And you... Oh, I don't know about that.
I said they be caught up with...
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, somebody catch them. And the law catcher.
And you and Miss Daisy out of wood, you can't get wood anymore.
I ain't got no wood. I got that all stove down. So Jay brought us some wood today.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. He brought a load today. It's too hard to get. Wood is so hard to get, Mrs. Miles. Plenty of it in Gainesville you can get, but it ain't hauling no wood now like it used to haul it. Cause you see, he ain't got no truck.
He don't want no truck.
He said he went down to a man, had a truck. He was buying a new truck and he had it, he wanted to sell his old. He said he went there and said the old truck wouldn't start up. Wouldn't turn over. I said, why you don't want up like that?
Buddy needs a new one himself.
Sure.
Well, can't he go uptown there and buy a new one?
He can if he wants to.
He don't have the family anymore.
Well, he got David. You have to keep David up till he goes to school.
Well, that's not much.
It don't look like much, but it's a whole lot. You got to buy it in David's hard on clothes and shoes, both. Give that new shoes this week, about 3 weeks, you got to get another pair. He's
right?
Hard on shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Buddy needs a truck.
Well, he better go get it then.
I don't see how he gets along without a truck, Miss Bessie.
I don't either, but he gets along somehow, though. Well, that station wagon hold wood over the, because in the back of it, you turn it up, turn the seats up, and it's like a truck back there.
Sure. But he can't keep it running.
No.
Cost too much to keep it running.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know he missed him and Rogers, I know that.
Oh.
We all gonna miss old man Rogers, aren't we?
Well, I don't miss him because I had nothing for him to do.
Well, just that one little truck there helped out a whole lot in the community.
That's right. A buddy haul anything, didn't mean what it was, anybody asked him to haul. He'd take that old truck and go get it.
Yeah. And then he'd take that old truck and take people to town, never say.
That's right.
But he can't do it now.
Why he take people in the car?
When the car works.
He uses people's car.
To take people to town?
Yeah.
They let him have that car?
Well, I reckon, I don't know. But they had that car to haul the help.
Yeah.
And so, if you want to go to town, you just go on to town or so. But he takes his wagon, his little station wagon will go.
It will.
Yeah.
Oh, it costs so much to keep him going, Miss Bessie.
Well, I reckon you do, but you have to pay it if you want it to go.
Oh, it's just not worth it. It just costs too much.
Well, it's running. He'll run now.
Now, those new people down there, you haven't, down here at Miss Liza's house, you haven't run into them.
Oh, I know this child. I don't know his husband, but I know her.
Yeah.
Let me get a jacket.
But they must work. They must not be there too much.
I don't think the girl worked, but her husband worked, because she got a young baby.
I see.
That's Mary Moses' daughter. Mm-hmm.
At least they're quiet down there.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be there much.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'd be away.
I see. Well, I hadn't even seen them.
She goes down to her mama's most all the time.
Oh, she don't stay there much.
No, she stays there at night. But I think she go down to Mary's and a day where the children and help her with the baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think she goes down there.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want to stay up here by herself, does she?
No, I don't blame her. I wouldn't stay there either, in that house. Oh, Lord, I don't know, but they done fixed up down there, though.
Have you seen it?
I ain't seen it, but Lord, been down there about 3 weeks.
Well, you ought to look in, see what he done.
I ain't got no business on that.
Well, you can go see your neighbor.
I don't know that child. Mary's daughter, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't buddy. I said, I don't butt in.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, she'll come up your house one of these days.
Well, maybe she'll go up to Darcy's, but she don't know about me, you see.
Yeah.
Because Mary and Darcy used to work together. And so,
The old thing, Doris never there.
But home?
Yeah.
Well, she'll be there sometime. She's there now.
Thanksgiving.
I said she's there now.
Just cause it's Thanksgiving?
No. She said she waked at the club last night. And she's tired this morning.
Oh. I didn't know she ever got tired.
Yeah. Well, a horse gets tired sometimes.
But Doris ain't a horse, and she don't get tired.
Well, I tell you, a horse gets tired.
But she ain't a horse.
I don't know.
And she can go day and night, Miss Bessie.
So a horse gets tired. So nothing else from getting tired.
She goes day and night.
I know it.
And just likes it, thrives on it.
Mm-hmm.
You never did that.
Hmm?
You never did that.
No.
You come home at night.
Sure. I used to go to the bar and I come home at night.
Yeah.
And nothing for me to go to. go out every night. I couldn't stand that.
I wouldn't want to. Yeah. Miss Bessie? You knew Claire Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody liked her.
Yes, what's the matter with Claire?
She's just peculiar.
She just didn't like her sister.
Oh.
Well, Miss Collins just ruined Clara. Just she ruined her for everything, you know.
Oh, that's what happened.
Oh, yes, yeah, she ruined her. So that was her mother. And she just, she ruined her just like a baby, you know. And Clara just, well, she just thought she had to be that way. Now, she stayed with Miss Yates. After her mother died. And then they sent her to a home. They put her in a home. And she ate stuff tired. So she wasn't able to keep Clara up. You know, wait on her too. So Clara stayed in the home a while, but she come right back to Miss Yates. She come right back to Miss Yates, she. Miss Yates used to live around the corner there from, you know.
You knew Miss Yates?
Oh, yeah, I know.
I've seen her.
Yeah.
But I didn't know her.
Well, I've seen another.
But now, Miss Yates, she was just one of them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She just belonged out here, didn't she?
Oh, yes.
I seen her over in Sunday school one time over there.
Oh, you did?
And she just like, you know, she just like, she just been there all her life.
Well, she's been there all her life, right like that.
Yeah.
It's like Miss Richardson, they all just, you know, home people like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miss Yates was she was a friend of Clara's mother, too, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. They was all friends.
All friends.
Mm-hmm.
So she just took care of Clara.
Yeah.
And that was sort of lucky for Clara.
Well, Clara didn't seem to want to stay with her sisters, you see.
No.
So they wouldn't let her have her way. Do what she wanted to do. So Clara didn't seem to care for them, you know. Her and her sister Louise fell out. So she couldn't bother with Clara. And then her sister up in Tallahassee, she didn't bother with her much, you know.
But Miss P.K. and all them, they...
Oh, yes, they liked her, you know.
They liked her.
Yeah.
What was you telling me, Miss Bessie, when she was,
born?
Yes. Her mama had something.
Typhoid fever. Had typhoid fever when Clara was born. And the doctor had to put on ice, you know. When Clara was born. And when Clara was born, after Clara was born, she couldn't nurse her. She had to have a wet nurse to nurse Clara.
And they found a wet nurse?
Oh, yeah, they found one. They had a... I don't guess you would know her. The woman lived in Boatman, you see. And they called her Bootsy. And so she used to come up in the morning and come up at night and nurse her and go on back home.
Oh, twice a day?
Yeah. So she had a young baby like Clara. I mean, her baby was older than Clara. But she nursed, she went and nursed Clara. And Clara didn't, you couldn't tell Clara that Bruce nursed her. She'd have a fit. She would have a fit if you tell her that.
Wouldn't she, though?
Oh, she would. Did tell her. She knowed it. But she didn't have a fit. She couldn't stand it. Tell her that she had Boots and nursed her. She went and nursed Boots. Yeah, Clara was curious. Had peculiar ways about her. I think because reading Mr. Cousin Ewing a whole lot, and then Clara didn't have, wasn't bright, real bright. She wasn't real, you know, to herself. Her and Mrs. Richardson's daughter was mates.
Oh.
Oh.
About the same age and everything.
That's the one that lives up in
the mountains.
Yes, Clara visited her up there.
Yeah,
one time.
In time to run over, Miss Bessie's visit, the continuation visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at lunch, the 27th November 71. The end of Channel 1 over, and continuation visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at lunch, the 27th November 71. The end of Channel 1 over, and the continuation visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at lunch, the 27th of November 71. The end of Channel 1 over, and a continuation of visit Miss Bessie this Saturday at lunch, the 27th of November, 71.